they said nothing awkward happened on the date, they lied. Back to Ken, Kurt, and Tawny's What Happened? Presented by Pure Salon on Star 102.5.
We are back. Our listener Casey asked for help, said that he met this woman, Allison. They went out, had a great dinner, good time, he thought, good conversation, and he thought that in the night ended with a little kiss, he said, and an agreement, a verbal agreement to go out again. But he's not been hearing back from her since. Allison, though, said that she doesn't think they're very compatible. All right, Allison, why not?
He told me he wakes up at 5 a.m. every morning because he's most productive between 5 a.m. and 12 p.m.
That's almost as early as we
did. Yeah, she could have been talking about me just then.
Okay.
Yeah, he also goes to bed at 9 p.m., which I don't remember the last time I did that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I should.
I wish.
I know.
I'm not good at it.
Can I please?
But all of a sudden it's 10:30 going, why have I been on TikTok for 45 minutes?
Yeah. Okay. And that's a deal breaker to you, I take it.
Yes. I can't be with someone who isn't a night owl. It would never work.
I have heard of people having those kind of, you know, issues before where they're... their schedules don't match up. So, all right, we got to your side of things now, Allison. Let's bring Casey back. Casey, you there?
I am here. All right.
You heard Allison. What do you want to say?
If I could just interject and say, we're both up most of the day, you know? Like, on the overlap, we're both awake at the same time.
Fair point.
Yeah, there's probably a lot of hours there, to be fair.
No, I don't want to be with someone who can't hang out with me into the wee hours. Like, that's the most fun time for me, to watch movies, talk about anything, everything, have midnight snacks, you know.
Midnight snack is just a thing. There's no reason you can't have one at 8 p.m. instead.
Well, I mean, he's got a point.
That's a late evening snack.
Yeah, well, look, I had a boyfriend who was an early riser already. I did that whole thing, and we were both miserable. I learned that I need someone whose schedule is a better match with mine. So I learned that already.
I could bring you coffee in bed every morning, you know?
Casey, like, half the population is in your camp. I'm sure you'll find someone who's a better match for you.
Well, Casey, you wanted to know what happened. I'm sorry, it's not the news you wanted.
I'm floored. This is a pretty odd thing to be rejected for, but I'm going to take it like an adult.
So, okay.
Thank you.
All right. Well, sorry it didn't work out for you, but we do appreciate you both being on the show, and hopefully you can find somebody whose hours match yours, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Good luck to both of you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Well, that was a frenzy of feelings. Ken, Kurt, and Tawny's What Happened? Presented on Star 102.5 by Pure Salon. Visit one of their four locations or at mypuresalon.com.